I saw it on the internet. Page 42.
Sean L. wanted to give his wife a big surprise. He went online and bought a diamond ring for her. 2 hours later, his wife texted him, "Who's the ring for?" Sean was very surprised. He was angry, too. How did she know about the ring? She wasn't the only one. In fact, all of his Facebook friends received the same news. Sean L. bought a gold diamond ring from Overstock.com. In Shanghai, China, a young couple said goodbye in a subway station. They kissed for a long time. They didn't see anyone, but someone saw them. Their private kisses became very public. Soon, millions of people all over the world also saw them kissing. On the internet. Allison C., 15, was out with a group of people in Dallas, Texas. One member of the group took a picture of her. A few months later, her photo appeared in an advertisement in Australia. How did these private acts become public? Sean was a member of Facebook. Facebook is a website where people can meet other people and communicate with their friends and family. Facebook used a program called Beacon to track Sean's online purchases. Then Beacon posted the news for his Facebook friends. In Shanghai, a security video camera was taping the subway station. Guards were watching the monitor, and they focused on the couple. Then one of the guards uploaded the video to a video sharing site. In Dallas, the person who took Allison's photo uploaded his pictures on Flickr. Flickr is a photo sharing site with more than a billion photos. A company in Australia saw the photo of Allison and used it in an advertisement. No one told Allison or asked her permission. How did she find out? On Flickr, of course. That's where she saw a photo of the ad. Is there anything you can do when you lose your privacy on the internet? Some people complain. For example, over 50,000 Facebook users complained about Beacon. They said, "Facebook is posting our private information without our permission." Facebook stopped using Beacon in this way. In many countries, people have a legal right to privacy. When they lose their privacy, they can sue. Sean joined other Facebook users to sue Facebook. The Chinese couple sued the Shanghai subway. Allison's family sued the advertising company. The Chinese subway company acted quickly. It fired the guards, apologized publicly, and offered the couple compensation. The couple accepted the money. The other two cases are going to take more time. Sean and Allison may win in the end, but it's already too late. They lost their privacy with just one quick click.